morning and welcome to Friday Morning with the Arts. This is our regular Friday feature, a show that is designed to illustrate the depth, breadth, variety, and vitality of the artistic and cultural life in St. Louis and in the surrounding area. We're going to be focusing on the Regional Arts Commission. They have an amazing exhibition opening up in their gallery on July 20th, and it's called Speak Up St. Louis Democracy Project Redux. This is where a wide variety of artists will speak up through their varied media, anything you can think of practically, painting, sculpture, video, photography, drawing, music, and they're speaking up to address contemporary issues that concerns all of us. And we're going to be talking with the curator of this exhibit. He is Michael Crane. We'll also speak with one of the artists who is participating in this. He is the Bosnian-born but St. Louis-based artist, Zlatko Čosić. Just wanted to make sure I got the pronunciation correct on that. They'll be both in studio with me to talk about this on Friday Morning with the Arts. My name is Tom Sutholdt, and a good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Should be an extremely interesting hour, so please stay tuned. 8:14 and a good morning to you on Classic 99. Tom Sutholdt with you, and it is Friday Morning with the Arts. And today we focus on an exhibit that's happening at the Regional Arts Commission, their gallery. July 20th it begins, and it's called Speak Up St. Louis, Democracy Project Redux. It is how a wide variety of artists speak up through varied media, and they take their cue from Article 1 of the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Thus says Article 1 to the Bill of Rights, and it's from that basis that we have Speak Up St. Louis, Democracy Project Redux. Think about any media possible, artistically speaking. And this is how various artists will speak up about contemporary issues that are of vital importance to us all. And to that wit, we have curator Michael Crane here with us. He's going to be speaking about the genesis of the exhibit. We also have one of the participants in the exhibit, one of the artists that are part of it, the Bosnian artist, Bosnian-born, St. Louis-based artist. And he is Zlatko Čosić, and he's going to be along, too, to tell us his remarkable story. We welcome both of them to Classic 99 this morning, and Michael Crane, we'll begin with you. What was the impetus behind this entire exhibit? Because I think it's a wonderful idea.
Good morning, and the impetus for this project is something called the American Democracy Project, which is an initiative of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities and the New York Times. There are probably 200 schools around the country who are participating in the project. The aim of the project is to get students to re-engage in the life of their community, to stimulate civic engagement. That's a goal that I found admirable. That's what drew me to ADP. A year ago, I did a project at the University of Central Missouri. That's my day job. I'm the gallery director over there. We did a show with 77 artists from around the country. The documentation of that show became a CD and a website, and the leadership at RAC saw this and contacted me and asked me if I could recreate or do another project over here that was patterned after what we had done over in Warrensburg. And I said, absolutely, because the goal is not just students who need to get reengaged in their community. It's all of us.
Thank you. Yes, I think everybody could be a little bit more civically conscientious in our own day, as opposed to, you know, I mean, that's especially true if you get your hard news from Entertainment Tonight.
Right. I don't watch or listen to that, but nevertheless.
I don't either. But it, certainly the field, especially now in this time, is especially fertile in terms of the issues facing us.
Absolutely. There are a lot of critical issues facing us. I mean, it's probably not any different than other times in history, but it is seemingly very critical to all of us today. And to artists as well. Artists often are operating alone in their studio, feeling somewhat isolated. One of the real benefits of this project is bringing together a group of probably 38 artists to participate in this project at RAC. And this is creating a community, and I think there's a real benefit for the artists to be part of this community, to not feel alone, to not feel isolated, and that's the metaphorically what we want to extend throughout society.
Well, what I find intriguing about the concept is it is an art exhibit in a huge range of media, but it also seems to encompass the idea of, from earlier in our history, the public forum or a town hall meeting of artists.
Oh, absolutely. There is a pragmatic tradition at play in the arts that's weaving like a river through the history of art. Mm-hmm. And the pragmatic tradition is art that seeks to instruct or show the way, politically, socially, even spiritually. And that's a tradition that has been my research as a curator.
Are you planning on writing a book, by chance?
Not yet.
Not yet? You should. You're very eloquent about it. We're talking with Michael Crane, and the subject today is an exhibit opening up July 20th at the Regional Arts Commission. It is Speak Up St. Louis, Democracy Project Redux, a wide variety of artists speaking up about issues, current issues that concern all of us, through varied media, and it's going to be just about any media that you could possibly imagine. And we'll have more with Michael Crane in just a moment. We'll also talk with the Bosnian-born and St. Louis-based artist Zlatko Čosić as he relates his own remarkable story. He is part of this exhibit as well. 8:28, Friday morning with the Arts Classic 99, as we focus on the Regional Arts Commission, their exhibit happening at their gallery, July 20th, Speak Up St. Louis, Democracy Project Redux, a wide range of artists speaking out in the sense of it's an art exhibit and it's a public forum, or perhaps a town hall meeting of artists, as they speak out and comment on all sorts of issues that are very, very important to us in a time that is rife with them and through any media you can possibly imagine. One of the participating artists in this exhibit is the Bosnian-born but St. Louis-based Zlatko Čosić, and he is with us this morning as well. And Zlatko, it is a pleasure to have you here on Classic 99. It's your first time, I know.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Your medium is video.
Yes.
And you have a wide range of experience, you know, doing your expression through the medium of a video and film, or you kind of take more of a, as you call it, multimedia approach to the way you express yourself.
Recently, I mixed different kind of media to create my art, and it is multimedia using sound, visuals, still images, video, text, different kind of form to create. And also the way I express myself could be through short movie, or it could be as a part of live performance, live video mix together with a live band or music and mixing it live, and using all my original footage to make new mix every time I perform.
So there can be live interaction with the video medium that you've created.
There is a live feed, because one of my digital switchers I use to mix my visuals is connected to the live camera, and I tape people in the gallery or the club, and then I mix together with my footage, creating a new look every time, just using the crowd.
Do you use it as something of a mirror for ourselves when we come upon your work? Is it that sense?
In that sense, and I like interaction of people dancing in front of my screen, or the projection on the wall, and creating shadows and different shapes, and keying images and creating something new. And I like people to participate in that, because I'm also expressing myself. I like other people to express themselves.
Yeah. You have quite a backstory. Of course, you were born and raised in Bosnia, present-day Bosnia and Herzegovina. And tell us a little bit about that, because I would think, given your past experiences, that you probably, more than a lot of us, appreciate the freedom of expression that's inherent in our constitution in this country.
Yeah, that was the reason I probably decided to move to USA, and living in Bosnia, former Yugoslavia, it was pretty much fine until the war started in Bosnia in 1991, when I really lost my rights because of my nationality and religion, and the local government really stripped me from the chance to say something or participate, just losing right to go to school or get job, and later being involved in the labor camps and being arrested, it didn't really work on being free, and I couldn't really express myself anymore.
And this was strictly because of, it wasn't because of anything that you did or the like, it was simply because of your nationality and your religion, correct?
Yeah, it's the nationality that is coming from, of course, my parents, which I gave up on because keeping my nationality would spread hate, and I didn't want to separate myself from other nationalities, and I kept myself being South Slavic, which means Yugoslavian. And then I really didn't do anything, but I really didn't fit in the local government ideas about how they're going to work with their new country, and because Yugoslavia got separated in different republics, now states. And then I really didn't have choice but just live there and try to fit in that community, but I was discriminated all the time. I had to have a special paper to move around, and just end up with the hard labor. Me and my father got arrested and taken to the labor areas, and then after that I really decided to move and move to Belgrade, where I did my film.
Right. And you were, how long were you in the labor camps or in prison?
It was like over 8 months in the different locations, forest, different like military kitchens, working on the roads. It's hard labor that if I wasn't really like slave, I had to do hard work, but I was released and I could go home, but I was still, they could not use me for anything else but the hard labor because of my nationality.
Wow, that's a, it's a sobering story, and for those, of course, who have been raised, born and raised in this country, it's sometimes hard for us to imagine just how it can be in other countries that are rife with centuries-old ethnic strife, such as that area that you're talking about. Where did you learn your skills and acquire your prowess in video?
After I moved from Bosnia to Belgrade, and I had to change my identity in order to do that because I had to pass through the war zone, and changing identity to a different nationality gave me freedom to pass through the military checkpoints. Mm-hmm. And then living in, of course, I went back to my own identity. I lived in Belgrade for 3 years before I moved to USA, and that's where I got involved in an academic film center where I learned experimental filmmaking, avant-garde style, more abstract images, and that's what I love, you know, till today.
Have you always had an interest in that, or was this a latter-day epiphany?
I always liked technology, and using all the VCRs, I would connect two of them and mix and do, analog editing, which it was just love. And my high school is related to computer science and engineering, and that's what I'm mixing today, interactive digital media with the video.
We often see I think a lot of people see a divide between technology and between art, and that's where artists such as you are so wonderful, because you can combine the two and create artistic expression through it. What is your contribution to Speak Up St. Louis at the Regional Arts Commission?
Once I received email from Michael Crane, idea about Speak Up St. Louis project, I was immediately interested in it, because it brought memories from my experience in Bosnia,
sure,
and memories from not being able to speak or to express myself or just say something in order to make mine or other people around me alive. And then I had idea to work with different nationalities and race, color, age, gender, and create a video installation called Look, Talk, Listen, using eyes, ears, and mouth, and create installation that's going to loop on a wall in the Regional Arts Commission gallery. And the reason I work with these people is it was also my personal challenge and experience to work with different ages and different understanding of democracy. And I just wanted to give people a chance to say something or express themselves, including myself. I'm part of the project.
That's, and it must have tremendous meaning for you, as I said, given your history. How long have you been in this country now?
10 years.
10 years. And in St. Louis, same amount of time?
Yeah. Yeah. 10 years.
St. Louis has the largest collection of Bosnian immigrants, I believe, in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
Over 50,000 now.
Yeah, and you're one of them, and we feel very fortunate about that. And you can find out why, because we've been speaking with Slatko Čosić, and he will be contributing his own artistry, video artistry, multimedia artistry, to the gallery at the Regional Arts Commission as they present Speak Up St. Louis. This is a continuation of the American Democracy Project, curated by Michael Crane, with whom we'll be speaking with some more. And that's going to be starting up Friday, July 20th. It goes through Sunday, August 26th. There will be an opening reception, and that's going to be Friday evening, July 20th, and that'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. There's going to be all sorts of live performances by the pyrotechnics and also St. Louis Artworks and the Uppity Theater Company. Should be a lot of fun. Also gallery talks, and of course, for further information, please call this phone number, 314-863-5811, or you can visit www.art-stl.com for more information. Speak Up St. Louis, where various artists, a wide range of artists with a wide range of media, express themselves pursuant to a freedom of speech that is voiced and given meaning in life in our own Bill of Rights. We'll have more with our guests as we talk about Speak Up St. Louis at the Regional Arts Commission on this edition of Friday Morning with the Arts. Friday Morning with the Arts on Classic 99, as we are focusing on an exhibit that will be happening on the gallery for the Regional Arts Commission, Speak Up St. Louis Democracy Project Redux, as a wide variety of artists speak up and out about issues that are of concern for all of us, and they do so through various meetings. We've been speaking with Slatko Čosić, who is a Bosnian-born, St. Louis-based artist, and of course, as you've heard, some incredibly adverse experiences for seemingly very simple, basic reasons that a lot of us perhaps cannot quite comprehend, which is why, of course, this has an aspect of extra meaning for him, his ability to express himself. And we're going to continue our conversation with Slatko, because he's utilizing video in a very innovative and multimedia sort of aspect. And Slatko, tell us a little bit about how you're getting yourself and other people to express themselves in the work that you're going to be presenting as part of Speak Up St. Louis.
After learning about Speak Up St. Louis project, I started getting this idea to work with people and take their head shots motion, and then crop their eyes, mouth, and ears, and create my installation that's named Look, Talk, Listen. And using that kind of masking, I created a platform or stage for people to speak up and express themselves about. They actually read the sentence, definition of democracy. All of them read the same sentence from a dictionary. And I'm using their lips, their motion, but not sound. And once people felt pretty much comfortable doing it, because knowing that it won't be their full headshot on the screen, on the project on the wall, they felt better about expressing themselves. And it was a challenge working with ages from 10 to 84. And wow. I have 16 people from Thailand, Lebanon, Bosnia, America. And then I have, of course, different culture, different race, different religions. And the way it looks has several meanings. It could be surveillance and spying because of the cropped eyes. Looks like person is looking through the crack. It could be prison cell. Or it could be veil from Middle Eastern culture, covering face, showing eyes. Or it could be just because it's a silent installation, there's no really sound, it might represent us talking, but nobody's really listening.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps from the standpoint somebody's talking, but since there is no sound, censorship. Somebody has blanked out the sound. I mean, it's interesting. So people, various aspects of oppression can be derived from your work. And I saw an example of it just a few moments ago. and just a block encompassing both of the eyes, two blocks for each ear, and a block encompassing the mouth, and I could not tell if it was male or female, and it turned out to be whom?
My wife, Rachel.
And you say she's very pretty, and I have no doubt. But it's interesting how it does form, you know, something of a mask, and that emboldens people sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, image changes, but those are elements we use in communication every day and expression. I think that's part of democracy. And my goal with installation is really to be able to remove this mask for people to free, comfortable to talk about issues they have today and make changes in their life. And it's also a challenge for me too, because I'm part of the project and I'm trying to have a better life in this country.
Absolutely. We're talking with Slatko Čosić. He's one of the artists participating in the gallery exhibition at the Regional Arts Commission starting July 20th, Speak Up St. Louis, Democracy Project Redux. And he's one of many artists who will be speaking up through varied media. We'll have more with Slatko and also the curator for this, Michael Crane.